Good morning. Today's reading is from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. As they went on and talked, a war wagon of fire and horses of fire came between them, and Elijah went up by a windstorm to heaven. Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, the war wagon of Israel and its horsemen. And he saw Elijah no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He picked up Elijah's coat that had fallen from him, and he returned and stood by the side of the Jordan. He took Elijah's coat that fell from him and hit the water and said, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? When he hit the water, it was divided to one side and to the other, and Elisha crossed the Jordan. And the next reading is from 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 11 through 20. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not a man who speaks for God here? Is there no one we can ask to learn what the Lord would have us do? One of the servants of the king of Israel answered, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, is here. He poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. Elisha said to the king of Israel, what have I to do with you? Go to the men who tell what will happen in the future that your father and mother have gone to. And the king of Israel said to him, no, it is the Lord who has called these three kings together to give them into the hand of Moab. Elisha said, as the Lord of all lives, before whom I stand, if I did not care for Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look at you or see you. But now bring me a man who plays music. And when the man played music, the power of the Lord came upon Elisha. He said, this is what the Lord says. Make this valley full of ditches. For the Lord says, you will not see wind or rain, but that valley will be filled with water so that you and your cattle and your animals will drink. This is only a small thing in the eyes of the Lord. He will give you the Moabites also. Then you will destroy every strong city and cut down every good tree. You will close all the wells of water and destroy every good piece of land with stones. The next morning, about the time when the gift is given on the altar, water came by the way of Edom. The country was filled with water.